not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm still not ready to make nice and still not ready to back down. Good afternoon. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas on this Friday, the 20th day of April, 2007. I can't believe how fast this year is going. Can you? I'm telling you, it just seems like yesterday it was the holidays. Whatever. Look. Got a couple of announcements, Mick. Got a great guest coming on today. I've had a number of requests for this guy, Alan Watt. CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. Should be an interesting day today. Got him up for the whole 2 hours. But before we get to Alan, I want to talk about the truckers. Remember, we've got this truckers truck out on the 23rd to the 25th. And you know what? I have to tell you, folks, this just shows you. It just goes to show you. When you think that you're just one person and you can't do anything, Wanda Piety shows you that one person indeed can do something. She got on the phone with another, Frosty Woolridge, and I'll tell you what, in the last 20 days, this thing has gotten massive. You better go get some food, you better go get some extra groceries, you better go get some water, and you better fill up your gas tanks, because I think this is going to be really, really big. Matter of fact, I can't wait. John Sander and I are going out tomorrow, going to the truck stop. We're going to pass out some more flyers. This is really getting exciting, folks, and it just goes to show you we can fight back. And speaking of fighting back, I had mentioned yesterday about this gas boycott of boycotting Exxon and Mobil gas. Not all of the gas stations, just simply Exxon and Mobil. And I put out my email address. I said, send me an email, Discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R. N-E-R 12000. I would forward a flyer to you and just send it out to everybody on your email list. Again, that's Discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R 12000 at yahoo.com. And you know what? I got literally lambasted. And I'm proud of you guys. I am so proud of my listening audience. I got lambasted with emails. It took me about 4 hours last night just to answer them all, and I have to tell you who wins the prize. And doing the mathematics on this, if we all just send it out to 10 people, and they send it out to 10 people on their emailing list, within a matter of a week, 300 million people are going to be knowing not to buy Exxon and Mobil. And guess what? That's going to prevent the gas from going to $4 a gallon this summer like they want it to do. But who gets the prize for this? I'm so excited about this, folks, because there was one of my listeners, and I'm going to mention him by name. His name is Dan, okay, that sent me an email. I forwarded this on to him, and he sent this out to no less than 62,000 listeners. Hey, do the math on that. Multiply it times 10, if you will, okay? With numbers like that, it won't take long, and it just goes to show you, we can fight back. Now, I have to tell you, that wasn't my idea, okay, but I thought it was a good one, and normally I don't forward those things on because we get a lot of spam through the email, as we all know, but this one is a good one. This gives a chance for the Patriots to fight back and show them that we do have a voice, and I think it's great, okay? So, Dan, thank you very much, and there's a number of other listeners who sent in and promised me that they'd send it off to everybody on their list. Got to go to a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. I'll be back in 3 with another announcement, and then I'm going to have my guest up, Alan Watt, so stick with me.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I want to put out one more quick announcement, then I'm going to bring up my guest, Alan Watt. You know, I mentioned Monday, or actually I think it was Tuesday, right shortly after this shooting, that they'd be throwing this assault weapons ban on the table really quick. And, you know, sure enough, here we go. Our wonderful buddy, Dennis Kucinich, is drafting legislation to totally ban guns. Can you believe that? Well, I can believe it because I mentioned it. What happened Tuesday? I thought they would just bring this this bill up again that has been sitting there since the 17th of February. But our buddy Dennis has decided he's going to draft legislation to ban all guns, not just the assault weapons, but everything. Now, that's the bad news. So let me give you a little good news. There was another article that came in today, and I believe it is Congressman Nicely is his name, that is going to propose legislation to allow teachers to carry guns on campus. So we'll see what happens with that. Mr. Nicely is a Republican. Mr. Kucinich is a Democrat. So that should be a nice fight in Congress. Hopefully our buddy Mr. Nicely, at least in this respect, on this issue, will win. Okay. You know, I've been perusing around this website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and I've had a few listeners that have called and requested this gentleman come on my show, Alan Watt. And I'll tell you what, I don't even know where to begin with this guy because his knowledge evidently is so broad on so many issues that I'll probably just let him run. Without any further ado, though, I'm going to bring up Mr. Alan Watt. Alan, are you with me?
I certainly am, yeah.
I have to ask you a question, Alan. I'm reading a little blurb on your website right now, sir, and it's a BBC article, and you were talking about, in this particular instance, you were talking about chemtrails, and since you can remember giant X's which lingered for many hours over parts of Scotland during this time period. Is that where you're from, sir?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, I can remember they were practicing with certain chemicals even back in the 60s. And I was small and playing, and you know how children spin around, look at the sky until you're dizzy and you fall down. And I'd watch this, these X's and these amazing loops, and they'd linger in the sky for hours and hours and hours. And I had an uncle who was in the Air Force who came one day, and I asked him what it was. And he said, well, he says, really, it's not really the condensation trails. I said, I don't know what that is. He says, highly unusual. And years later, of course, declassified information was given to the public, which stated they were testing certain chemicals out, which could be used in warfare purposes on other nations. Well, they always test this stuff out on their own public first.
And this goes all the way back to the 60s, because I know this has become really commonplace here in the mid to late 90s, I believe. But before we go any further with that, I wanted to ask you, what part of Scotland do you hail from, sir?
It's really towards the Highland part, just above Perthshire.
Okay. Now, the reason I ask is because my wife is Scottish. She's from Aberdeen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, you're familiar with that place, yes?
Yes, I've been there quite a few times.
Have you? Yeah, I was over there about a year ago. Fascinating place to visit. Well, anyway, where do we go from here? Well, I'll tell you, one of my listeners had one of the many that has called in and asked to have you up, Alan, was asking me a question regarding foreign troops on American soil. And he told me to go into your website and look around. And I thought, well, rather than do that and go down the rabbit hole on all this different stuff, I'd just have you up and let you talk a little bit about it. What can you tell me about foreign troops on American soil?
You've had them on and off since in training, beginning with mainly special forces from other countries. Now it's regular troops. Since they created the NATO Pact, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, back in the 50s and 60s, they were bringing in special forces to combine their training. Now, since about the 70s onwards, it's been regular troops, but mainly officer training from other countries. Because I talked to some Russian ones who were in the base Borden in Ontario, Canada here. And these guys wouldn't even have their laundry done by the local camp. They didn't trust them to do their uniforms, so they were taking them or getting women to take them in to the local laundromat for dry cleaning. And I got talking to one of them, and they were in training. They were training on base Borden and other camps across Canada, and they come in influxes till they're trained, and they're being trained in basically the social laws. Almost like police, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just Russian. You've got Czechoslovakian and Belgium and other troops coming and going. So this is we're already international. And this con game began when they signed the NATO agreement. And then, of course, United Nations Charter. It was all designed to gradually integrate all the forces, not only of Europe, but of North America and Europe, and they've been doing it bit by bit.
Well, you know, I had a conversation with a gentleman last night that you may know. He knows who you are. His name is Don Nikoloff. Are you familiar with him?
I've heard the name, yeah.
Okay. And the conversation got on this because I told him I was going to have you on my show today. And he's telling me, his thoughts are that the reason that the Bush administration continuously is sending more troops, under the guise of this, quote, surge, is basically that they want to really just kill off our troops and, have foreign troops come in and invade our soil. Do you follow along that reasoning, or do you agree or disagree with that?
I don't think it's necessarily exactly for those purposes. It's always two or three purposes, at least, to everything that's done in politics. And they certainly are decimating troops as far as health goes. Even if they come back unscathed, they end up falling down a few years later with different diseases, as you well know. But in Canada, too, after Gulf War I, there was articles in some magazines here with even the female troops, who their hair all dropped out, their teeth were falling out. and they were dying with autoimmune problems rather quickly.
And this probably would be related to the inhalation of depleted uranium, yes?
I would say that's maybe one part, but primarily, since that's in the media, I strongly suspect it was also the inoculations, because some of them even came down with all of these symptoms who actually got the inoculations but didn't go abroad. So I think the inoculations have a big part to play in this, too.
Yeah, well, that would make sense.
But I do know that Kissinger, for instance, who was a big planner for long-term strategy, who was in all the top NATO meetings, and I'm sure he still is, and Brzezinski and all the rest, but Kissinger did say that one day United States citizens would welcome foreign troops coming in under the right circumstances. And he gave a speech in California to that effect. At the time, people poo-pooed it, but really, with all the disasters they have planned, and have told us of all the disasters to come with global warming and famine shortage and all this kind of stuff, yeah, people could be brought to their knees and would hail these people as victors and helpers if they started passing out food, you know.
Well, but is that not by design, though, Alan?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is, and I mentioned this on my show the other day, it's almost like with all of these events that are going on, they're fighting us on every angle. We've got the North American Union that, you know, that Bush signed this treaty with your country, Canada, as well as Mexico back in 2005, and we've got this influx of these illegal immigrants coming over the border. Matter of fact, right now we're fighting this thing with the truckers. Bush has signed another agreement to allow 100 different Mexican trucking companies to come in here and drive their trucks on American soil. I mean, they're just coming at us at all angles, and it
yeah,
seems...
Yeah, because this is the thing, too. This is not new. It's military planning long-term. That's how the world really is run. It's not politicians that you think you vote in. It's they simply go into a pre-existing agenda. And you go back to the Council on Foreign Relations books and the Royal Institute of International Affairs. It's the same organization, but the CFR is just the American branch. It doesn't sound too good to have the American Royal Institute, you see. So they call it the Council on Foreign Relations. And they were putting books out in the 1930s talking about the future of the Americas, and they said they would be starting with a European Union. That would happen after World War II. Some of these books were printed in the 1930s, and I have them. That would be followed by the United States taking over as the policeman of the world for a period, and they'd have a few short conflicts. They would start failing financially, then they'd rally again, seem to be winning, and then they collapse internally through economic collapse. And then China was to take over as the policeman of the world. This was in 1938, this book was written.
Now, this book has documented they have planned out the the eventual collapse of the American economy and the whole, in your estimation, Alan, because we hear all we hear the war drums beating about Iran and the nuclear weapons and all this poppycock that they're going to have nuclear weapons and, you know, start bombing people. And according to our own CIA, it's supposedly at least 10 years before Iran would have a nuclear weapon. And as far as I'm from my understanding is the United Nations treaty with Iran is that they can, if they wish to, build nuclear power plants there. And we're saying, no, they can't, and we're propagandizing the American public to think that they're using it to build nuclear weapons. Okay.
Yeah, it's the old story. You demonize a target in the public's mind to get them on board, then you attack by any means possible. Any propaganda possible, yeah.
All right, stick with me, Alan. We're going to be back in 3 minutes. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, republicbroadcasting.org, CN3.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Back. I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load with Alan Watt on the line, and we're talking about Iran. Short segment coming up here. Alan, I wanted to ask you, they've got these war drums that have been beating with Iran for the last year or so, and on the other side of that, we have this, what it looks like an impending economic collapse with the price of the dollar getting devastated by China selling off some of their treasury bonds and so forth. In your estimation, and Alan, I give you accolades because I know you're a brilliant mind in all of these aspects. If this nation's leaders, if our politicians are being controlled, and obviously so is the Canadian politicians and the European politicians, and there is the powers that be that are over and above that, i.e. the Illuminati, then it would stand to reason that the Iranian government is controlled as well. Would you agree with that?
I'd agree, yeah.
Okay. So in these war drums that are beating for Iran and, you know, all this threats of, nuclear weapons and so forth that Iran's going to have, is this nothing more than a smoke screen to promote fear?
It's all fear, but you see, fear is meant, and especially threat of war, is meant to, like Carol Quigley said, war is basically designed to create social change amongst the population to accept something else. Mm-hmm. A new way of doing things or living or whatever. And that's what it's about. It's not just that the West and the East or anybody else who has to be altered in their mindset or their own old concepts. It's the populations that have to be retrained into a new way of thinking and looking at the world. That's what it's all about. It's a psychological technique that's used. And Quigley said it. And remember, Quigley advised presidents and the State Department for many years. Quigley said, you can get more done on a social level with change in 5 years of war than 50 years of peace. Because in peacetime, all you have is propaganda and persuasion. In wartime, you have propaganda and the use of force and fear behind it to back it up.
Well,
the world has to change into a pre-planned direction, and it's the populations who must go along with it, thinking it's all developing naturally.
Yes, and from the standpoint of a person that woke up himself just a couple of years ago and was introduced to many of these things, it's all fascinating to me. It's new to me. On the subject of propaganda, I remember watching mainstream TV on a nightly basis, watching the news and knowing in my gut that there was something wrong. I just couldn't put a finger on what it was until I took the initiative one day to get up and start researching it for myself. And now that I've come as far as I have, especially through people like yourself and looking at your website and going down the rabbit hole on a number of different issues, I find that this entire society in which we live seems to be nothing more than illusion.
It is. It's a promoted culture. It's no secret, really, within Hollywood and within the whole cultural area. They call it the culture industry. It's been called that in high levels for over 100 years, 200 years. Even Plato called it the culture industry, where you basically use drama and propaganda through fiction primarily to download into people's minds specific ideas of acceptance or change or whatever it happens to be. And because when it's done through fiction, your sensor part of the brain is down. You don't have a little guard up. Mm-hmm. You don't question. You think you're being entertained, and that's when all these ideas are put down into your mind. And it's called predictive programming. And the science fiction industry has been one of the better ones for projecting the future, exciting the youngsters, because those ones are getting trained to go to accept changes they will experience in their lifetime through the movies they watch.
Okay, so the people that own a TV, of which, by the way, I'm not one. I threw mine out about 6 months ago, Alan.
Uh-huh.
But through the programming on the television set, and I'll give you an example. I remember Jericho. Okay, there's a weekly series that was on last year when I had my TV called Jericho, and it was a fictitious thing about a bunch of atomic bombs exploding in the United States and what happened to a small community afterwards. And then there's shows like 24. I don't know whether you get him up there, but it's Jack Bauer, and he's always torturing people, and you know he's the hero and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And this is all basically done to desensitize people and to put it into their subconscious, so it's no surprise for them when it actually happens.
Yeah, because I can remember 20 years ago when they first started giving out the beginnings of video games for children.
Mm-hmm.
There was just little snippets in the news at the time concerning should the right or the wrong of doing this, because they had been created to train troops and desensitize them so they could go into combat and kill without thinking. And for the first time here, they are giving them to children. And I knew then, I said 20 years down the road, there's going to be a major war. They're going to breed a generation of barbarians, really, to go and invade some country. And it was no surprise that the Middle East was targeted, since it was the last basically independent conglomerate, the Arabic states, that didn't buckle under the new system of democracy, which is mandated under the United Nations.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that, because I've had occasion to, be in the midst of young children, pre-adolescent children that are playing these video games. And, well, I'm going to have to hold that thought. I'll get back to that thought as soon as we come back. Stick with me, Alan. We've got another break coming up, then we've got a long segment. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas at republicbroadcasting.org. See you in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We're back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. And for all my listeners out there, yes, we did change some music around. That was still the Dixie Chicks, though, one of my favorite groups, so it's not all bad. Anyway, long segment this time, Alan. Let's get back to what I was talking about. On this video game situation, as I mentioned, I had occasion to, on a number of different occasions, actually, sit down with children, my stepchildren, and play these games. And it quickly becomes an addiction, because I notice that if I'm doing it and if somebody bothers me in the middle of a game, it aggravates me. This is pretty much by design they have introduced this stuff to regiment our children to desensitize them, if you will. So when it happens for real, that they will consider it a video game, you think?
Yeah, what happens is, you see, they studied during World War II, especially. They were doing it since the American Civil War, when they found out that only a fraction of the troops who were dead on a battlefield had actually fired their rifles. And they were keeping statistics from the Civil War of America. And in World War II, they were also doing it, they're trying to find ways to speed up the killing rate. of the troops. And so they studied how men are in combat.
Mm-hmm.
And they monitored some of them, too. They actually wired them up with basic electronic gear to test the electric frequencies going through their skin, for instance. And and how their reaction times were, how they related to each other in combat. And so they tried to emulate the speed, especially, of things occurring. And when you were in that situation like that, you're excited, your adrenaline gets up. You can actually promote a technique to get your adrenaline up, and they're using a visual technique to do that. Your body almost follows suit into a fight or flight type of syndrome, a survival syndrome, and everything is so quick. And that's why even in combat, you can't have someone trying to chat to you if there's an enemy coming from different directions. And so, yeah, they will get aggressive to anyone who tries to interfere with them. They're hooked. They're into a fight-or-flight syndrome, and they've been conditioned to get from the beginning to the end and kill as many as possible. That's the whole intent of it.
Yeah, that would explain. And, I mean, I've perused the Internet and seen some of these videos that from the war in Iraq where these soldiers, American soldiers, are blowing up a building or whatever, and it seems that they're really getting excited about it. They love doing it.
Yeah, they are excited. We also saw that when they burned down the Waco church. They were very enthusiastic when they went in. However, at the very end, when they set fire to it all, with tanks and all the rest of it, we saw them actually bowing to the fire in the old high Masonic salute. They all bowed to the fire, you know. So they enjoy this kind of thing once they're into it. You know.
That's amazing. Well, listen, you know, on the subject of the programming and video games and so forth, as I was perusing through your website, Alan, I ran across this segment on movies. And I wanted to ask you, because there's a number of them, some of them of which I've seen. Matter of fact, one of them I just promoted yesterday that I would think all my listeners, if they haven't already seen it, need to go see, because I think it's a great analogy for what kind of a world we really live in. And that's the movie They Live. You're familiar with that one.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great movie, great analogy of the illusion of which the powers that be are painting that we live in, or making us think we live in, and it's not until you put the glasses on that you see what's really going on. But my question to you regarding this, there's a number of them. There's They Live, there's Soylent Green, Eyes Wide Shut, The Matrix, Matrix 2 and 3. My question to you is, in your opinion, Alan, do you think that these movies are put out by the industry, by the powers that be, as a hint, or what's the word I want to use?
A predictive programming, really.
Right. Or is it some people in the movie industry that know about, you know, the New World Order, the Illuminati, if you will, and they're trying to warn us?
Well, I've always said the one thing we do know is that Hollywood, they don't come out with these futuristic movies that we end up eventually living through in reality because they have better imaginations or they're better writers. It's because they're let in on the agenda, the world's agenda. They get their stories from men and women who work at futurist societies, which are employed by the big think tanks. And so that's where their ideas are coming from, basically. There's always a few ones that come out and generally not promoted too widely, which has good information in them. They're not promoted from the top, but they do give a good insight. But I'd say some of the biggest ones definitely have to be. See, all publications, whether it's movies or books, have to be authorized to get out there. That's what the public don't understand. Even the ones that appear to be fighting this, because we're looking at a dialectical process here. How publishing companies work, and George Orwell was one of the first ones to find out. It doesn't work the way Joe Public thinks it does, where you write away, you scribble something down, and send off your manuscript, hoping a publisher will take up on it and fund it and put it out for you. They work as censorship houses to see what the public will get. And often the publishers will come to a person, an author, and tell them what to write, in fact.
So there's a number.
That's the reality.
So there's a number of filters that something would have to go through. If you sat down and wrote a book and you wanted to make a movie out of it and you sent it off to, you know, ABC producer,
yeah.
Even if he wanted to make it into a movie, he has to put it through certain filters, certain.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing gets out there unless it's allowed to get out there. That's by the official stamp, that is, yeah.
I see. And that's being controlled by, do we know exactly who's controlling this? I mean, right?
Well, we've always, publishing houses were set up with that purpose from probably 150 years ago. We think it's just happening now, we're losing freedom. But we aren't. All the big boys are doing is changing their system to the next level. It was always their system, the moneyed boys. It's always been that way. When George Orwell came back from fighting in the Spanish Civil War, he went off as a hero of the socialist left from Britain. He was trained and picked by professors in Cambridge. That's how they do it, still do. And when he came back to do the rounds, he was saying, wait a minute, I was fooled here. I've met the communists. They're not exactly the same as us. And there's somebody over them controlling them and us. And the people didn't want to hear that. And when he tried to publish 1984 and Animal Farm, he had contracts already existing with the biggest publishers in Britain. They refused to allow those books to be published. He had to find another one to do it for him.
Fascinating.
They didn't want that information out because they wanted the people to believe at that time it was just left versus right.
Well, now, somebody that's as objective and has been down as many, avenues and trails as we have, and I know you've been down many more, sir, than I have, but it would seem as if once the Enlightenment comes and once you realize that indeed, you know, our country, for example, isn't, George Bush really isn't the, quote, decider, then it would seem to be, based upon the conclusion that you draw, that the powers that be, the Illuminati, if you will, would almost have a list. For example, they would have orchestrated out several events with which to happen in the future, just like this shooting that happened the other day. Okay, you know, on such and such a date, this is going to happen, and in the meantime, while we're doing that, we're going to dumb down the American public with propaganda and defer their attention over to this or that or the other thing. In the meantime, we're going to be putting gun legislation and hate crimes legislation on the agenda. I mean, would an intelligent individual that knows as much as we do about this, could we draw the conclusion that they literally have events planned out for the next year, 2, 5 years, 10 years?
There's no doubt. In fact, we don't have to guess at it. They've told us they have. Every day on the news now, we're seeing the real part of the fear tactic, which is to be climate change. The drumbeats have been beating all winter about it. Every media and the planet now has a special section every night on their news to get us all conditioned to the world climate changes. Never mention all the spraying that happens over our heads every day or the harp banging away as it does every day. But we have to be convinced now that there's a threat from out there. A long time ago, they hoped to use high technology to create holograms of spacecraft and stuff to get us all terrified of an invasion or something. The real threat from out there that they're creating is the climate change and how we all must change our way of living, come into the UN habitat areas, give up our old way of life. So we can't breed like we used to. We can't pick our own mates. In fact, they'd even screen you for genetic, what they're calling abnormalities or defects. And we're well on our way to a new type of society that will serve the elite better for the future that they have planned. We're watching, it's not just the immediate things next year or in 5 years' time. These guys have the next 100 years or more mapped out.
And from the mindset of a layman, which I consider myself to be in a lot of areas, I mean, it's so fascinating, it's so unbelievable that it's really hard to digest. And I'll give you an example. There's a movie that came out last year, and I believe there was an award won for it called An Inconvenient Truth. And it's Al Gore, and it's about global warming. And ultimately, there's, you know, a global tax that's involved that they're beating the drums for and so forth. But again, this is all part of the plan.
It's all part of the plan, and he was picked for that role. He doesn't write his books. None of them do. They're all ghostwritten for them. and with teams of authors, and it was the same back in H.G. Wells' day. So they give us the heroes to follow, or the ones who terrify us and become leaders in a certain area. And but yeah, this global warming is to change everything in our lives, and they now must convince us that we are causing it. The public are causing it. That's their job, and how we must stop being independent and come into the habitat areas where experts will decide for us how we live in every facet of your life.
These guys are pretty slick and crafty, aren't they, Alan?
Well, what you're looking for is political military strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Wars don't go on just with troops fighting troops. That's what's portrayed to the people. Even in World War II, they were using bacterial warfare labs, viral warfare labs, and various scientists to try and find ways of destroying all the infrastructure of a nation, right down to mutating the genes in animals' brains, the cattle, for food. That was the same as mad cow disease, by the way, just coincidentally. They had it made in 1944. And other things which would kill the crops off so that you starve the people out. The next thing was how to contaminate water so that you couldn't drink it. The basic essentials for life, that's what they're all after. The UN wants the right to control and own and distribute all of them.
They want total control of us, lock, stock, and barrel.
And
that brings up another issue, and we touched on this just a little bit when we started, because I read that excerpt from you where you were talking about you were a young boy in Scotland watching these experiments with the chemtrails. And I had a lovely lady on my show last week, Rosalind Peterson, who's was with the Department of Agriculture regarding this, and she's written several articles regarding this. The chemtrail spraying that they're doing, let's touch on that for a minute. I believe that you wrote an article about that. Am I right, sir?
Of course, you, yeah.
Yeah. What, in your estimation, forgive me, I haven't read your articles, but what, in your estimation, exactly are they doing with those to us?
Again, it's probably multi-purposed, because we know it for sure, just by observation, it controls the weather. It can either bring on rain, or it can disperse clouds. It depends on the mix they're using. And they're using both methods. About 7 years ago, I first noticed thunderclouds would come. You'd get everything undercover. You'd get inside waiting for it bursting. You'd have silence for an hour. You went back outside, and you saw them disappearing. And all that was left was a few of these hazy contrails left, these chemtrails, in the sky. And I'd never seen anything like that before. So, yeah, they can disperse it, and that's what they were doing initially for a few years, especially over the farmland countries. They had drought after drought after drought. The clouds would come in, they would disperse, they'd have drought. And then for the last 2 years out west in Canada, they had flooding. The last flooding I saw, a woman was standing outside her home waiting for it to get washed away, and the cameras were there from the CBC. And right above their heads was a big X in the sky with all the chemtrails, which they never mentioned, of course. But so they're bringing both on, because your farming industry, it was decided to get rid of it a long time ago, because they said even in World War II, when they were creating all their various plans for the future, they said that farming was too important to be left to the individual farmer, and that the future must be given over to agribusinesses and experts. So they've been putting, again, it's full-scale war on the farmer. Again, in World War II, apart from ways to decimate crops, to decimate the cattle for food, and so on, and make the people sick as well by aerial spraying, which was one of their main methods, they also discussed killing off the bees, which pollinate the crops for the farmers.
Which is evidently happening
so
now.
So you're seeing all of the symptoms of a full-scale war, at which they would use in any war, only it's worldwide now.
Well, let's go there for a minute, Alan, on the bee. And I've seen reports. I haven't had anybody on that was an expert in this, but I've seen reports about the bee population that is being mysteriously dying, is what they're saying.
Mysterious, yes.
Well, that's what they're saying, okay.
Yeah.
And so your take on that is that these chemicals that are being sprayed in the atmosphere are what is killing them?
It's partly that. However, it's to do with the modified crops. because I've watched it over the last 7 or 8 years, and I know what one of the head beekeepers for, he's the head of one of the associations in Ontario, and he I actually got him helping with his bees, and his bees were coming in from the north and falling dead, all dazed, and I asked him, I said, well, find out what crops are growing northwards to you. Because certain, see, the beekeepers know which direction particular hives will go in. They all have their own direction.
Right, yes.
And he eventually, like pulling teeth from, you know, he managed to get something from the Ministry of Agriculture. And it did state that, yeah, there were test fields up there to the north of him of genetically modified crops. So these crops are so full of pesticides, because they can dose them 7 to 10 times with higher concentrations of pesticide, that they're lethal, basically, to birds like the crows. That's where the crows are dying off. It's not West Nile virus. It's the poison. And the bees are the same. That's what's killing them off.
All right, let's hold that thought, Alan. We're going to a break. Stick with me. I'm on with Alan Watt. Fascinating man. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We'll be back in 3, republicbroadcasting.org. Don't go anywhere.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. We've got a short segment coming up here, and we've got my special guest, Alan Watt, on the line. Fascinating fella. Alan, back to the bees for a minute. You're saying that they're genetically modified. Well, then these bees are dying because of their genetically they're pollinating, or they're interacting with these genetically modified plants or flowers, taking their nectar out. And the powers that be, they know this, correct?
They know it. Yeah, I mean, come on, they can admit that they can take any kind of gene and all the rest of it, splice it with other ones and create brand new creatures, but they just can't find out. It's a big mystery why the bees are dying off like this. Well, the hives are toxic. The healthy bees that are just coming out get out as fast as they can. They're all leaving. And what you're finding, too, a good sign of toxicity, is that the insects who normally take over, which are other bees or else ants and other things go in there, when the bees have left, they're not going in at all. Nothing's going in. So it's highly toxic. That's your clue there.
Well, now, is there any truth to the rumor that I've heard is this: if the bee population were to die, that within 4 years the human population would die?
Not quite. I mean, it's certainly come down because the farmers do have these hives brought into their fields every year, and that the bees do an awful lot of the pollination, absolutely. However, don't forget that the mandate is that in the future, the near future, all we will have are modified crops, and they have different methods of bringing them to fruition, all their modified crops. They even have the terminator genes, so you can't they won't basically reproduce themselves. You have to go back every year and buy the seed. So once again, you're a slave to the seed master.
Mm-hmm.
They tried this in India. India's had riots over the last few years trying to fight this. They knew instinctively if the big boys got a hold of the monopoly of seeds, and they had to buy them from every year, they'd increase and increase until they were starved. They couldn't afford to buy them. So they put up a tremendous struggle. And however, they've still got the modified food rammed down their throats. So this is a mandate we're looking at.
Yeah. Well, you know, a quick subject I wanted to touch on. I tell you, let me ask you, Alan, my phone lines are starting to load up, and I haven't even opened up the phones yet. So would you be averse to taking some phone calls?
No, sure.
Okay. I wanted to ask you one more quick thing about the HAARP program up there in Alaska and your take on whether this is to modify the weather or indeed if it is also a form of weaponry.
Yeah, it's both. It's been used consistently day and night now for the last 6 years, I guess. You can pick it up on some shortwave stations if you tune through, and also you can affect the mood of people and the intellectual capacity of people by the type of frequency you put out. You've got a secondary signal. This is all declassified stuff that's come out from governments. And the one in Alaska is not the only one. They have about 54 or more of them worldwide that we know of.
We're going to go to a break at the top of the hour. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'm with my special guest, Alan Watt. Phone lines are loading up, and I'm going to open them up after the top of the hour for your questions for my guest. Be back in three at republicbroadcasting.org. Stick with us.
It's true.